Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, it's a Halloween candy question of the day.
Bet.
Best and worst candy in your bag, go.
All right, no question, hands down, best candy first, Twix.
Oh, you're a Twix guy, I forgot.
Love me. I'm a Twix guy, I'm a Twix girl, I'm a Twix whatever you need me to be if you're going to give me a Twix.
You're a Twix person.
I'm a Twixer. If you handed me Twixes, what do you need from me?
Received.
You
okay.
Feel me? Twix,
I feel you, yeah.
Twix all day, right Twix gang, if we're still doing the right-left debate.
What the stupid right-left? That's not a thing.
It matters.
It does not.
No, it doesn't, but
okay.
It does.
But okay, you weirdos.
But if I got the choice, a right Twix only.
Okay, so your Twix is what your best.
Top,
what's
for
your
sure.
Worst?
Worst? And I, man, this is going to maybe trigger some. Tootsie Rolls. Miss me with them.
I get down with Tootsie Rolls, but I won't judge you for saying worse because I understand why.
It's the plainest of the Janes. It's got nothing to it. You literally just kind of like congealed some chocolate sugar and put it in a wrapper and said, here, y'all. Here.
No.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Okay, best and worst Halloween trick-or-treat candy. Worst, hands down, I'm going worst first.
Okay, worst first.
Worst
like
first is by far Almond Joy. Throw it in the trash. Ooh. It's disgusting.
Oh, that's aggressive. Okay.
Now, granted, I do like almonds later in life with my healthy lifestyle. Maybe I would have appreciated an Almond Joy,
earlier,
but it's the coconut that I can't get down with.
And that's what I feel like it is for most people. And that's what my mom loves of them.
Yeah, no.
Nah, not for you.
No,
Almond
thanks.
Joys, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Worst and best, the classic Snickers. Just keep it simple, baby. Mm. Just like you with the Twix, a Snickers, I can always have a Snickers and be satisfied. It's not a joke. I'm not even trying to make an ad out of
pun.
It.
No pun.
I'm always satisfied when I have a Snickers, period.
The ad stood the test of time because it wasn't wrong. Nobody saw the commercial and went, no, I'm still upset after having a Snickers.
Oh, I need more candy. No, it does the trick.
No, it'll hold you down. Even the little fun-sized minis, you're just like, You know why?
Why?
There's still a little bit of peanut and caramel in your teeth for a couple hours to get.
Oh, and it tastes so good,
so
doesn't
good.
It?
So
when you
good.
Have that leftover.
That's the leftovers.
That's the leftover. All right, best and worst trick-or-treating Halloween candy, okay? That's what we want to know. You can text or call. It goes to the same number. So get this in your phone and save us. 414-533-1037. Just put us as Ali and DZ in your phone as a contact.
Or besties, BFFs.
Besties works.
Listen, whatever's going to get you to us quickest.
And when you text, sign your name because I was loving that yesterday.
I'm a fan, for sure.
Sign your name for sure. And we're going to talk to you next. Best and worst Halloween candy.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All you candy corn lovers, get away from me right now.
Dang.
Was that aggressive?
I mean, yeah, but I'm behind you on it, so. Yeah, what she said.
It's the best and worst trick-or-treating Halloween candy. I said worst is Almond Joy, best is Snickers. You said?
Best is going to be Twix, worst is going to be Tootsie Rolls.
Yep, and let's go straight to the phones because I just want to go through and fight with people about the best and worst Halloween candy.
Oh, Lord.
Austin, let's start with him in Kenosha this morning. Hi, Austin.
How's it going?
Morning,
well,
man. Talk to us.
We don't know how it's going yet until we hear your candy choices.
Yet to be decided. Are you going to get hung up on or not? No. Talk to us. It's all right.
All right. So best hands down, Butterfinger.
Ooh.
Never go wrong with
Butterfinger. I forgot about the Butterfinger. Solid choice.
Sleeper. That's a sleeper choice for sure.
It is a sleeper.
Because you're like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Butterfinger. Go on, Austin. And worst?
One would be Sweet Tarts. Just straight chalk tablets.
Sweet Tarts
chalk tablets.
You know what? I'm never hanging up on you ever again, Austin, because you hit it the nail on the head when you said they're chalk. The Sweet Tarts really are chalk.
Even though I like sweet tarts,
they're gross.
It is training you to eat Tums later in life. They're training Tums.
Oh, man.
Austin, right. We respect it, man.
Yeah, good choices. Thank you, Austin.
Take care. Have a great day, brother.
Y'all have a good one.
Peace, man.
Bye.
Peace.
Let's go next up to our girl in Milwaukee. She's a flower lady, Leon. She does flower displays all over the city, you guys. That's how we came up with their theme song.
Kind of genius when you think about it. Because she can't buy her own flowers.
Hey.
Morning, Leon.
Hey, Leon.
Love it. I love it. Of course, if they were to have flowers in the basket, I probably would have to grab those first. But
yep.
I agree with Austin. I just love Butterfingers.
Oh.
And yeah, I do. I eyeball the whole thing, and believe me, I love them all, but I rip for that Butterfinger.
What's your worst?
And then my least favorite is peanut butter cups.
What? I hang up on her.
Hold on.
Goodbye.
But, Leon.
I hate them. Ellie, I'll save them all for you.
Leon, I've never met anyone in my life who doesn't like peanut butter cups. What's wrong with you?
Oh, Aaron. My God. You know what? I love peanut butter and I love chocolate, but it's just the two together and they put too much sugar
Leon,
on it.
I'm sorry. DZ just tried to whisper that his wife also doesn't like peanut butter cups.
So, Leon, you got a teammate with you.
Aaron, we got a problem.
Oh, absolutely. We'll give them all to Ellie. I'll go through all the baskets and we'll give them all to
you
Ellie.
You can give them to everyone.
I don't like them, Leon. Y'all just gonna forget DZ, huh?
What
I don't like
heck?
Peanut butter and chocolate.
I'm sorry. All right, you can have
no, no, too late. Bye, Leon.
Get rid of the we don't like peanut butter cups.
Have a great day.
So rude. You know what?
Bro, what? Isn't a Butterfingers and a peanut butter cup kind of like similar?
Dude.
Okay, you know
Jordan
what?
Jordan and Waukesha texted it and said, best is Reese's Cups.
Thank you
for correcting Leon.
Did you hear that, Leon?
Worst is Pixie Sticks. Also, candy corn. Disrespect is unwarranted. Leon does not have a flower shop, whoever texted in. She literally decorates displays across the city, I think. That
yes.
was my understanding.
Yeah. When you see displays throughout the city,
that's her.
Leon probably put them down.
Exactly. You know who I totally forgot was on the phone? Mike in Hartford. I mean, babe.
Who? Oh, babe. I know why we forgot.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, morning. I don't even know what to call you, babe, today.
I will... I think it was pretty disrespectful that I didn't get to defend my honor yesterday about the candy corn
fault.
That I am indoctrinating Eileen to enjoy candy corn in small doses.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mike.
Goodbye.
Right.
Oh,
day,
don't you know?
Goodbye.
We're still on the way to pick up Eileen and the wife.
Goodbye.
Oh, you think I ain't do it?
Did you hang up
on him? I hung up on him.
Good, thank you.
Disrespecting what? Disrespecting you, Mike. Forget that candy corn. Bye.
I said we don't mess with candy corn. Goodbye.
He's going to call back. You know that.
Of course he will.
And we will pick up.
Of course we will. Amanda, because we're toxic like that. Amanda texted in and she said, agree with Allie on worst as Almond Joy, but best is whatchamacallit.
Whoa.
And we never get those in candy assortment bags.
They don't sell whatchamacallits in fun size. Mm-hmm. Whatchamacallits are grown folk candy. You got to want that to go get that.
Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in, best was Butterfinger, worst black licorice. Amen.
Who would have thought the Butterfingers would have been the sleeper number one right now?
I'm surprised everybody's saying that because I haven't had a Butterfinger in a hot minute, boy.
I couldn't tell you the last time I even reached for one.
Oh, and Whitney from West Allis just texted in. She said, Take Five and Reese's are a tie in being the best.
Whoa.
Almond Joy is the worst.
Wow. I mean, all right. It must be the coconut for a lot of people.
Might be.
It has to be.
Might be.
You either like it or you don't.
Sure. Let's go to Audrey and Racine.
Racine, don't you mean?
Retroit.
Thank you.
Tell me where you're from. Straight out of Compton. Another crazy ass.
Good morning.
Good morning, Audrey.
All right. We're talking best and worst Halloween candy. Go.
So I'm allergic to nuts. So I can't have all the stuff that everybody else gets to have.
Aww.
So I'll get the Reese's.
My favorite is M&M's. And my least favorite, Doc's. Trash. Absolute trash.
Basura. Trash.
Received and noted and agree.
I couldn't tell you last time I really wanted a dot. No. They're always stale, too.
Why would you want a dot? Somebody texted in, what about those stale popcorn balls? I'm like, I forgot about those.
If you're considering that candy, we got different issues to talk about. I'm sorry, what? What?
Fair. It's my grandma doing that.
Thank you.
She's passed away, if that doesn't tell you something. My grandma's been dead for years, and that's who would be making a popcorn ball, okay?
Texting from beyond the grave.
No disrespect, but
no.
I'm keeping it real, y'all.
No, take the disrespect. Who said popcorn ball?
You want to hear something really horrifying,
what?
You guys? Somebody texted in that the best is Dots. and the worst is Butterfinger. And whoever texted that in, oh, Maisie and Racine, get off our line.
Cancel them.
Yeah, thank you, Audrey. Cancel them. What Audrey said.
All right, Audrey, thanks for calling.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Brad texted in, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the GOAT, and get them stupid little boxes of dots out of my bag, Brad said.
Fair. Now, let me explain. I do got to defend my wife on the Reese's.
Oh, yeah, you do, because I'm not talking to Aaron now. All of a sudden, we're fighting.
She likes peanut butter. She likes chocolate.
Sure.
The combination of the two made her nervous because when she was younger, she had a reaction having eaten peanut butter and thought she was allergic. So she strayed away, and now the flavor is weird. So Sun Butter, she's made Sun Butter cups.
She's traumatized.
Now she won't, like, she's really, really, it's taken her years of me going, you're not allergic, for her to even consider it. And she still won't.
Okay, well, somebody texted in, favorite, 100 grand, worst, Almond Joy and Mounds. Yes.
All right.
Aaron, I will receive why she doesn't eat peanut butter cups, but just go to Ryan in Calabama, okay?
Receive. We don't got to respect.
I mean, we're talking best and worst Halloween candy for the trick-or-treaters. Well, you can tell everybody.
Yeah, you can tell everybody. Good morning, good morning.
Well, well, well. Mr.
If it ain't the devil speaking on the radio right now, right?
Lord have mercy, what?
Ryan, you're killing me. Best and worst Halloween candy, go.
Well, y'all are hating on me. Yeah. Almond Joys are my favorites. Give me them suckers.
He's like my mom.
Everybody, Almond everything Joy. Else for Almond Joys.
Old soul.
Oh, my God.
Old soul.
Old souls. Mm. Old souls all the way. Mounds, Almond Joys, throw them at me. Let's go.
Barf.
All right. Now, worst.
Worst one is going to have to be, obviously, candy corn dots and all that nasty stuff.
Okay, fair, okay, fair.
Lumped it in, all right.
Nowadays, I would have to go with Milk Duds.
Milk Duds as the worst?
You know what? Yeah. My childhood's upset about that, but they're not that great, actually. They're kind of annoying. But I love
them. Why were they delicious?
Why were they good when we were kids?
The malty chocolateness
of We didn't have any other choices, that's why.
It must have been. No, there was plenty of other choices.
They're just nasty tasting, like they don't have the right flavor nowadays. Yeah. I don't know, they're missing something in the recipe nowadays.
Can we all agree that they were the best of the worst? Because you always ate them, and you ignored the rest of the bad candy.
Thank you.
It was the only bad candy that you were like, all right, well, it'll pass.
It was when everything else was gone and you still wanted something, and you're like, fine, I'll eat this instead of the sweet tarts, because the sweet tarts suck.
I want the sweet tarts. I guess I'll eat the Milk Duds.
Your wife just texted me and said she's grabbing me sugar-free Sun Butter cups next time she's at Trader Joe's.
Oh, well.
Aaron, I'll be waiting, okay?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, Joe, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What's going on with your own drama?
Yeah, you know what it is. What would DZ do?
What is it?
Turned. What should DZ do?
You know, we love to get involved in your personal problems, so lay it on me, DZ.
Well, here we go. Let's get into it. If you guys remember, maybe now, it's been a few months. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't remember. My neighbor accidentally sideswiped our car.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There was a moving van involved. There was a lot of, you know, commotion in the street at the time when it all happened. And he ended up causing some damage to the back panel side of our car.
You're in Bayview, so there's already cars on the street.
Already.
Just to paint the picture of what we're working with here, people.
And we just so happened to be parked in the street and not in our garage. Mm-hmm. Out of necessity, right? I was leaving later, so I was like, all right, I'm going to just park on the street. Easier.
Sure.
In that whole time, my man's unfortunately sideswipes the car, causes damage. You know, we have to get the tire replaced and have been in conversation about what to do. He wanted to go through insurance. Unfortunately, insurance denied him. He's saying, hey, man, I'm going to come out of pocket. I got you for sure. Mm-hmm. We've gone back and forth. I've been a good person and gone to get some quotes for our car to see where we can go to get it the cheapest, right? And let me tell you, bruh, the other day, out of the blue, as I'm leaving a store, I get a gentleman approach me and go, hey, what's up, man? My name's Paul, and I left a flyer on your windshield. And I'm like, what?
Okay.
He literally drove up on me. Like, he rolled up on me and made me nervous. I put my hand under my hoodie real quick and said, what's up? You good? All right. Now he's like, my name's Paul, man. I put that flyer. I was like, okay. All right, what are you trying to talk about? Yeah. Kind of startled me a little bit.
So then what happened?
He's like, if you don't mind me getting out the car, man, I do car repairs, and I see you got some damage. I was like, oh, okay. Then I start to be a little more receptive. Mm-hmm. Say, all right, get out the car. Talk to me, man. What's up? He goes, breaks it down, and gives me the absolute best quote I have gotten. Mm-hmm. This man says, I could fix it for less than $1,000. No question.
Oh, wow.
When the best quote we had gotten was basically $1,500.
Oh, jeez.
After being told it was going to cost $5,000 to $8,000.
Oh, jeez.
So it keeps getting better, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going, oh, dang. Well, you just kind of rolled up on me random, bro. I don't know if you AAA certified. I don't know if you Better Business Bureau verified.
Anybody can pull up and go, I'll fix your stuff for cheaper, and they could be anybody. You don't know what they know or who they are.
Thank you.
So trust me, I've had people screw me over, so don't believe everyone.
Exactly. So I went, bro, send me some receipts, basically. Send me your work. What have you got? Mm-hmm. Can you send me pictures? Do you have a link? Do you have your own page? He sends me all this stuff. I'm looking through it. It's looking like it's checking out. I try to find his name online through, you know, not Kelly Blue Book, whatever. Yelp. Like, see if anybody's reviewed him.
You're looking for the reviews.
I look for reviews.
And did you find anything
on this
guy? And
I feel like I found enough to go, okay, I don't mind it.
Wait, so
I just want the car fixed.
He's legit, and he just pulled up on you and said, I'll fix your car for less than everyone else.
Seems legit, but he rolled up on me. He said, I travel with tools. Listen, I work in the Midwest. I work at a shop, but I gotta, you know, make ends meet. So I go out on my own time and I fix people's cars independently.
It's a side hustle, a lot of people.
Thank you. So I went, I respect the hustle.
Everybody's got a side hustle and you need one a lot of times.
But I'm not paying. Mm-hmm. So let me holler at my neighbor. I'm comfortable. Okay, if you could do it for the cheapest possible and it's going to be good work, he even hit me with the, you don't pay until you're satisfied.
Oh,
well then.
Well, then, good luck.
I'll come to your job. I'll come to your home, wherever you are, wherever you need me. I will pull up. And I went, this is great.
So wait, so then did you go to the neighbor and tell them what happens next?
Sent all this information to my neighbor.
Yes, the one who says they're going to pay for what they did to your car.
He went, great. This is amazing.
Great.
I'm like, cool, let me know. We're comfortable. You're comfortable. And now we don't know.
So what's the problem now? Are you asking?
Now I got Paul, the car guy, hitting me up, going, what's going on? I would love to talk again, maybe set something up. And I was like, man, listen, if my neighbor ain't hit you, I don't know what to tell you.
So you're waiting on the neighbor to hit him up to pay to fix your car, but because your neighbor hit your car, but your neighbor hasn't hit him up, and that guy's hitting you up.
Nor has my neighbor hit me up to let me know what they're thinking. I don't want to reach back out and go, hey, man.
You're being too nice. I feel like you need to, because the neighbor's not going to pay, it sounds like. It's like you got to deal with this or not.
That makes me feel like I'm being too nice if I keep going, hey man, what's going on? Have you thought of it anymore? No, the ball's in his court. He knows that they got to pay. They see us every day. They see the damage to our car.
Yeah.
Why do I have to continue to go, hey man, have you considered? Hey
because
man,
because they don't want to shell out the $800, but it's too late. I mean, you got to deal with
too
it.
Too late. It's been months and we've been cooling.
That's what I'm saying.
What should I do?
I think you should keep bringing it up until they pay for it and fix it.
You think I got to keep bringing it up?
It's been months. I think that it's awkward, and I get why it's awkward, but if they're not going to deal with it before it becomes winter, you're going to have to deal with insurance or something else. I'm sorry. Like, that's my personal opinion. Give them a few more weeks to pay for this, and then we're done.
Okay, a few more weeks?
And because this is enough now with the months. This is my personal opinion on what should DZ do today. Let me just say, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. How do you feel about what I said?
I don't like it. Because
I don't, not like that, not being
antagonistic.
I know.
But what I mean is, I don't genuinely feel like I have to continue to be the one to say, hey man, what's up?
You shouldn't. But at some point, if you don't, they're never going to fix it. Because you're doing all the work. Somebody said, you get what you pay for. My dad used to always say that.
Well,
you think things are free, you think this, you're going to get what you pay for. Well, but at the same time, he was the cheapest man ever. So make it make sense, right?
It was cost effective, and if we're comfortable with it, we're good to go with him. Do I need it to be perfect? Not necessarily.
Well, especially if he says you don't have to pay till it's done. The only thing you need to be worried about is if he screws it up, then you're really screwed if you try to go to insurance after that.
Yeah.
That's where it's going to all fall apart if you mess with the wrong person. However, you said he had good reviews.
Good reviews, but does that mean they're real reviews? At this point, really, anybody could be scamming anybody at any rate.
Oh, Bella texted in Kenosha. She said, oh, snap, reach out, DZ, and ask what the date is he's going to call Paul by to get this rolling.
Oh, I actually don't hate that.
Ask when you're going to call him by so I can let him know.
I actually don't hate that because the last thing we left off on was like, hey, take some time to think about it and let me know what you're going with, right? I'm done. The time to think about it to me has passed. Now I'm like, all right, bro, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dang.
It's time for them to fix the car or it's go time. 414-533-1037. Now that works for texting or for calling. Sign your name if you text, please. We love seeing your name.
Help.
We'll talk to you
next. I need somebody.
That was good.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So your neighbor hit your car when they were moving and they haven't taken care of it yet. And it's been months now. You're trying to be cool and now it's getting awkward.
They weren't even moving is the wild part. Like
they just had a truck.
They had a moving truck because family had sent some stuff. The story doesn't matter. A moving truck that they were using hit our vehicle, right? And it's on them to pay. The insurance denied them and they're paying out of pocket. So we've been trying to work it out.
Megan said, I think since you just put them on blast, he'll pay. Well, they should. It's been months. Jake and McGuanago said, go to your insurance. They'll fight his insurance. His story about being denied is a lie. We don't know that.
I actually have pretty solid evidence that he was denied through his insurance. And we're not going through ours. We've already had this conversation of like, no, I'm not putting it in my insurance for my rate to go up. And if you were already denied, we're going to just wash this our way.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know? And then Kayla and Wes Ben texted in and said, at the end of the day, they hit your car. They need to be held accountable.
Yes.
So Buzz, it's me again. Fix my car.
It sounds
like they're intentionally ignoring the situation. Time to pay up.
I
agree with that.
They aren't. They invited us to their kid's birthday. I mean, we're neighbors. We see each other daily.
Yes.
The conversations have been had.
But when you came to him and said, hey, here's an $800 offer for you, what did he do?
He said, oh, wow, we didn't talk about that face-to-face. He was like, wow, this is great, man.
And
awesome.
Nothing.
Really appreciate you, like, continuing to find cheaper rates for us.
That was it. Yeah, you're doing so much for them. You're being so nice.
I try to.
Let's go to Danielle in Butler. I think you're being too nice, but that's my opinion.
Hey,
let's see what Danielle
story
says.
Story of my life, man. I'm just making good.
Good
I'm just
morning.
Making good. Good morning, Danielle.
Hey.
What's WWD say?
What would Danielle do?
WWD. Well, I would give him a copy of all the quotes that you got, if you have copies.
Yep.
And present them to him and give them to him and say, you have until this date to contact Paul. That's the guy that you want to choose. And by the way, Better Business Bureau is what you were thinking of, EZ.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, with
you're
the
welcome.
BBB, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would give him copies of all the quotes and give him a deadline date of when he needs to contact Paul. If he doesn't contact Paul by that date, I would just have Paul fix it, pay Paul. And then out of your pocket, which I know you're not going to want to do, but then I would take him to court if he's not holding his word.
Okay, so I got to rob Peter to pay Paul then.
Well, I mean, you've been waiting patiently.
Just call me Peter.
I mean, it's a triggering thing for me because I've had a very crazy dispute with neighbors about their dog attacking my dog. It was a pit bull versus a Yorkie. My dog was tied up in my yard. Theirs was not.
Then
they wanted to turn around and sue me when they didn't want to pay my doctor bills.
The bills.
So then I had to get an attorney, and I don't want you to go down that road. But
no, yeah.
It can turn messy is all I'm saying.
Yeah, and with neighbors, you think it doesn't, and sometimes it might.
That's what Emma in Sheboygan just texted in. She said, this isn't the type of law that I practice, but I am an attorney. Did your neighbor consent in writing to the price quote you got from this guy that pulled up on you? If so, you should get the repair. Send your neighbor the bill, and if they don't pay you, you have a basis for a lawsuit and small claims.
I guess he didn't consent. No, to answer the question, no, he didn't necessarily consent.
And
he just said, oh, this is awesome.
Where he's la-di-da-di-ing, in my opinion, where he's not committing
limbo.
To fixing your car, and it's enough already.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, his insurance getting denied is his attempt of committing to make it right for you,
right.
But because his insurance denied it, he's still going to go through with making it right. So he did commit to it.
He did. I see what you're talking about. Okay.
And even making the action of going to his insurance company is a commitment.
Yeah.
His
insurance company denied it. Now it's on you, buddy boy. Like,
buddy boy. It's out of pocket, buddy boy.
Danielle said, don't mess with me.
Buddy boy.
All right, Danielle.
Buddy boy.
Have a great day. We got to get you a theme song, Danielle.
Bye. I know. I'm working on it. I got to do it when there's not four other people working for Kasong, too. Gavin and...
calling them out already.
Awkward. Okay, listen. We can't have you guys all fighting amongst each other.
No, Danielle. We're not. I just gave them a break. Let them get their songs. I'll come back around.
She's so funny.
I listen all day, every day.
Have a great day,
Danielle. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Hey, keep a better day. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yo, she's funny.
Yeah. Lori in Cedarburg texted in and said, give your neighbor a deadline. Avoid that they have to contact Paul and then give them consequences if he doesn't also make sure. Oh, my gosh, Lori. It's all disjointed. If you guys saw the way our texts come in, she's saying
you have a
contract with Paul to make sure he's only going to do what you need and not go rogue.
You guys are really going the contract routes, mm-hmm. writing stuff down, making sure there's a paper trail. I thought we could do this the old-fashioned way with the spit shake.
But that's where you're too nice with people nowadays, because people will take advantage. Jonathan's in Waukesha right now. Let's see what he thinks about your issue.
Jonathan.
What's up, DZ? First of all, big fan, bro. Colombiano right here. It was crazy to hear that you're Colombian, so I'm just going to put that out there. Oh. Thank you for doing what you do. I feel seen.
You hear why I called him Jonathan, right? Oh. I just knew.
Jonathan. I heard the connection. I heard it.
Johnny.
The first
Primo.
We haven't had a person call in.
Parce. En serio.
Parce. Papito. Entonces, ¿qué? Hold on.
I want to give you my perspective because I
hold on. I'm so lost.
Similarly.
Chill out. Okay.
He's speaking English again.
Okay. Thank God. I love that you're Colombian like DZ. That is awesome. What is your advice for him, Jonathan?
So, crazy enough, I went through a very similar situation where a neighbor hit me in my own neighborhood, right? And I decided to go the route DZ did. I said, hey, let's be kosher about this. There was children in her car. Mm-hmm. She was a mom early in the morning. I said, hey, let's not get insurance involved. She hit me. I just asked for her insurance information. Great. Awesome. For what it's worth, they were great. They paid me a check. They left a check in my mailbox, so I didn't have to fight about the funds.
Wow.
Where it bit me in the butt, where I kind of still wish I went through that process, is I brought it to a collision place here in town. The collision place went out of business while my car was getting
No.
No. Jonathan.
I couldn't win. It was. They called me. And they're like, hey, you have 30 minutes to pick up your car. I'm like, what do you? No, we agreed that I'm at work.
Jonathan said, what?
Yeah, I was not a happy camper. I would press him. I would be like, hey, man, you could just pay me straight up. When can I expect a check, PayPal, whatever
okay,
the case.
Hold on, though, Jonathan. You know what Megan in Sheboygan just texted in? She said, I wouldn't even give him all the quotes. Just go over, knock on the door, say, we're going to go with Paul. I'll have him send you the bill.
Dang. Well, but y'all forget the part where now I got to go out of pocket. I was trying to avoid that 100%. Come on.
Yeah, that's why this is so messed up. This shouldn't be your problem. You didn't even do this, and you're the one doing all the work. Your neighbor should be a good neighbor and step up and handle it. They're not. You're doing everything.
You already made other calls. Enough. You're the one out there talking to people. Like you're putting in a lot of effort for something that isn't even your fault to begin with.
Yeah, enough already. Enough.
Y'all are right. You know what? Jonathan, pull up. We about to go fight my neighbor.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Let's go, bro. I'm in the car now.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Before I get into what's making me crazy at the store, which I'm sure a lot of us have seen, I'm very happy for you because a man just called in and we found out he's Colombian, just like you, DZ.
Yep.
And you two have been vibing off the air in Spanish, talking faster than anyone I've ever seen in my life.
I would have talked to that man the rest of the day. No problems.
There's nothing better than just meeting someone who feels like home, right?
I feel like I just got off the phone with one of my cousins, no lie. And it's because I got a cousin with the same name. So it's like, there was something about that call that just stood out and went, yeah.
He's Colombian.
Yeah, he's Latino. I just felt it.
Yeah, every time I keep seeing people go to Colombia on vacation now, it's a big hotspot. And I'm like, you know, DZ's Colombian. They're like, what?
That's crazy.
I'm like, you should ask him before you go next time.
I could plug y'all with the spots and the tourist attractions.
Seriously.
Depending on where you're trying to go and how safe you're trying to be, of course.
Seriously. But I was very happy for you in that moment. But I do want to go off on the retail world because. Can we chill out? Why is the Christmas stuff already... They have moved out the Halloween stuff and the Christmas stuff is up. And when I was in the store, I went... I haven't even bought Halloween candy yet. Guys, enough.
I don't know how Spirit of Halloween turned Spirit of Christmas in a day's worth of time.
For real.
But I ain't even get my costume and all of a sudden I'm buying wrapping paper. What?
Like, it's not even one store. It's all of them. I've seen it at multiple different retail stores. I'm like, you guys, stop.
stop getting ahead of the curve. Ahead of the curve.
I can't, dude. I'm not done with Halloween yet. I'm not done shopping.
It's going to get to the point where we're just going to have holiday stuff for all holidays year round.
Because
you're not going to be able to put it away fast enough before the next holiday rolls
around.
And it's a money grab because it goes, well, this big box store is putting out their stuff, so this big box store is going to do it, which forces all the little mom and pops to go, well, now we got to keep up or else they're going to get all their decorations there.
So annoying, dude.
Terrible.
It drives me nuts. And I just had to vent about it today for a second because when I was in the store yesterday, I thought, I haven't even finished my Halloween costume. My kids have little things they need. No candy bought. Zero.
Oh, thank you. I'm supposed to buy candy.
No, zero candy has been bought.
No.
I mean, and the Halloween stuff is literally gone. It's the Christmas trees and everything. I cannot wrap my head around it. I'm like, we're not even there yet.
Where the Blow Pops are supposed to be and the Twixes, now there's garland.
And candy canes.
And candy canes. What is going on?
That's, you know what? I'm going to start giving out candy canes at Halloween. Just to say, screw you, everybody.
Allie, hold on. I know we're talking spitefully, but...
You think that's a good idea?
That's actually a really genius idea.
To give out candy canes?
That'd be kind of... That'd go hard.
Well...
Would go hard.
Okay. Well, honestly, I'm happy it's going to go hard because it's the only choice I have because I never bought candy and now we're going to be getting candy canes.
That was the only option.
Honestly, DZ, good because that's what's happening right now. Okay, candy canes it is.
When you're getting candy canes and Colombian candy from us, just know, Allie and DZ.
The Jews giving you candy canes on Halloween. This makes no sense whatsoever.
Yet it does. Consumerism, boy. That is fine.
Christmas.
Yep.
Oh, that was funny.
I'm with it, bro.
So I just had to go off for a quick second about why on earth are we already, and we do this every year, but it's getting a little more obnoxious, and I know they know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just calling them out. Stop.
Are we the jerks if we give out candy canes this year?
No, we're not. But we are going to do an Am I the Jerk? It's another Halloween one based on a text somebody sent us that is so messed up.
Oh, Lord. Is this the one?
This is the one. I was going to save it for tomorrow, but screw it. This is so messed up.
I think it's good, bro. I kind of actually want to talk about this.
Yes. And then you can put the Christmas stuff out on Monday, even though Halloween's not till next week. Let us get through the weekend.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7
KISS FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So we've been talking about Halloween all week this month, and trick-or-treating, pretty much everyone is doing this weekend. Maybe there's a few on Halloween, but we're doing it this weekend. You're doing it this weekend. I'm talking about cities.
Cities, right.
Cities.
9 out of 10 are trick-or-treating this weekend.
On Saturday, yeah. So we're doing it on Saturday, and as we were talking about this, DZ, we were talking about leaving the porch light on, and how I said, if the porch light is on, that means the house is a go.
Trick-or-treatable.
Whether it's light out or dark out, if there's no porch light on, they aren't giving out candy. We don't go to that house. We keep it moving because the walk up the driveway is just another exhaustion, okay?
Well, which people still don't listen to that, though, man. They porch they light on or off, I'm knocking on the door to see if you're getting candy.
Annoying. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Porch light on means we have candy. Porch light off means we do not. So then somebody texted in. From North Shore, I remember they signed it because I copied and pasted the whole text. I was like, oh, it's on.
So you're calling them North Shore?
Yes.
So North Shore wrote in.
North Shore wrote in.
Pinky
and
out.
Said that they keep the porch light on, but they don't answer. And then they laugh from upstairs at everyone down there. And they call that their trick and not their treat.
So they got inspired from yesterday. Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they purposefully make people think that they're trick-or-treat friendly so that they can watch people make that long walk up the driveway.
Because we talked about how the guy left out an empty bowl because the kids always take it, but he leaves a note to make himself look good, like that he
take one piece.
Pretends like he left out candy and he never did. That was yesterday's. This is even more diabolical in my opinion. This is way worse. The note is you trying to look neighborly and lying about it. This is just being a jerk.
See, but you
this
stand
is jerk move.
You stand in 10 toes on it.
That's why you're probably going to defend it, right?
The other day, you know, he was trying to make himself seem like the hero, giving himself some weird complex of like, well, at least the neighbors think I put candy out. No, this dude is 10 toes going, bleep, y'all, come knock on his door. No, true. I'm not going, and ha-ha, I'm watching from the second story.
I remember when I was like 12, it was probably the last year I trick-or-treated, and my dad took me. I remember walking around, which is funny. Like, why was, you know, who 12. Knows? I was probably 11 or 12. And I remember my sisters were long out of the house because I was the youngest.
Right.
And I remember going up to this house in our neighborhood and knocking. I'll never forget this. And then hearing like a laugh, and then they opened the door and like, and it was a kid. Like it was like somebody in like high school. So a little bit older than me. So it was some high school doing something similarly. Like it was very much
basically
like this.
Them laughing.
But then they would open the door and give candy. Like it was like really the similar
so
thing.
So they faked you out, but they still gave you candy. They'd wait until you got all sad and turned around. They were like joking.
No, they didn't say joking. Because it was like a teenager. But I've never forgotten it is my point.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. Is like this is so mean. Like think about it. You go up to someone's house, you're just like on your happy trick or treat day, and they're like,
you
look stupid. Hi, here's some candy. Like it's sick.
That
right?
is bogus. That is a
it's really
bogus.
Sick for See, a, to a, do to a kid, right?
What?
It's like now as adults, we're like, oh my gosh, what a tool. But and it was a girl. It was a teenage
girl.
It was a teenage girl.
Oh,
I'll never forget it.
I was picturing a mean little boy. No, it was a girl.
It was like probably a teenage girl because I was 11 or 12.
Mean
girl vibes
for sure.
And her parents clearly weren't there.
Right.
But again, I was a kid. So I'm saying, like, you know how sensitive kids are and how, like, once they start being aware of the people around them and you're laughing at them, it's just mean.
It is
You're
mean,
just a jerk.
It is mean-spirited. But
it is. It's not funny.
I go back to what a caller recently said. And
yeah.
They went, you just go to the next house. It's such a short memory. Like, for you, you're thinking, ha-ha, right? Like, or, oh, very sad. And you remember this experience. Mm-hmm. But tell me you didn't just go to the next house and get candy. And then the next house and get candy.
But, dude, did I ever forget it? And
no,
look at me now.
Look at you now.
30-some years later, I still remember that.
It.
I couldn't tell you much else about trick-or-treating. That one experience sticks out from childhood. Isn't that funny?
You couldn't tell me the next house and what candy you got at the next house, but you could tell me that experience.
I can tell you what that house looked like and what that girl looked like. Uh-huh. And that's
wild.
It. I couldn't even tell you what street I was on.
See?
Isn't that funny?
But the experience still stands.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I'm torn because it's not jerky. It's actually funny. But then when you have an experience like this.
Or
and
I didn't forget it.
And it's a lifetime later and we're no longer kids and we're still remembering. Because, I remember. And I remember the guy, for example, as far as mean trick-or-treating goes, when I was in high school, walking around with friends.
Yeah.
And the dude denied me trick-or-treating. He was like, you're too old to be trick-or-treating.
I hate those people.
You'd rather me be out here tricking? What you trying to do? Because I can remember this house. Don't remember, not much. I remember his face.
You remember that.
I remember his house, and I could take you there right now.
And you felt...
I felt disrespected.
Totally.
And he straight up opened with the candy bowl and said, you're too old to be trick-or-treating.
What a jerk.
Just because I was a 16, 17-year-old with a goatee. So? You want me to be messing with your house instead?
Right. Do you want me to mess... You want me to be out trick-or-treating or doing something else?
Now you're catching me in my feels, bro, because I want to say not the jerk.
Because
this is hilarious to me to stand up there and laugh at people.
I know.
Making them think. It's the part of the trick part.
Until you're on the other side of it and you're like, that wasn't so fun for me because I was a kid. Like, now as adults, we'd be like, forget you. We'd move on with our life and clown them back.
Yep.
But as a kid, you're just like, well, that was mean.
You laughed
at me. I dressed up and then you laughed at me and then I was supposed to go to more houses and I'm like a little kid going, what's wrong with me? Because kids are, you know, we're very easy to mess with.
We're just trying to have fun as kids and here y'all go trying to dictate our lives.
Yeah.
Dang.
Awkward, right?
Awkward.
So basically, the Am I the Jerk today from North Shore, who likes to leave the light on and then laugh at people when they come to the door from inside, you jerk.
Kind of funny.
Are they the jerk? That is the question today.
I'm going to say no.
You would.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say definite jerk. And we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so North Shore wrote in.
North Shore?
Texted in and said they love to leave the light on and then not answer and laugh at people from the inside of the house. That is so mean, in my opinion.
For trick-or-treating is bogus.
You're
this ain't Motel 6. Don't leave the light on, bro.
Hell no. Hell no. Michaela's in Sheboygan. We'll just start with her first. She's 16. She has an opinion on this. I said, well, you're perfect for this.
Well, Michaela.
Yeah, turn your radio down, Michaela.
Listen
How
through
are
the phone.
You?
Talk
How
to
are
us.
You?
Hello, I'm good.
Okay, so is this person the jerk for leaving the light on, laughing at people, and not even giving out the damn candy?
Yes, I think they are very much a jerk because I have siblings, and if I saw that, I would be a little mad. Like, at least give out some candy afterwards. Be like, haha, I tricked you. Now here's some candy. You have great costumes.
Okay, you got to turn the radio down. Okay, pull her down. She's turning the radio down.
She says jerk.
But she says jerk. We appreciate that, Michaela.
Thank you, Michaela.
Have a great day. All right. So,
I get it. Yeah. But if you're on the second floor, what are you going to do? Build a candy luge to throw candy down? I like the trick aspect.
I can't even.
You've seen what I'm talking about.
I actually heard what you just said for once. I'm dying to having the vision of like the
a candy luge. Where you're like on the second floor, like, JK, great costumes though. Here's a Snickers bar.
We were really laughing at you. We were just trying to have fun. Oh, that's funny. All right, let's go to Kyla in Sheboygan, who's on day two now of calling.
Sheboygan's hot out here.
Dude, we are hot in Sheboygan.
Day shout out
I
to
know,
day two.
Sheboygan. I know, Sheboygan is coming through. Yeah. Lisa in Sheboygan is going to be upset she didn't get through. She's been trying so hard.
Lisa is going to come for you. So what is your opinion, Kyla?
Go.
What is
I think this person is a total jerk. Like, I called in yesterday. I don't know why it's so hard for people to follow the rules on trick-or-treating. Turn your light on, hand out candy.
Yep.
We're in Wisconsin. It's cold as heck usually on Halloween.
Sure.
So making people do this and then laughing at them just to be mean is awful.
Just jerky
I
move.
Have a teenage daughter. I would not allow her to just laugh at people to be mean to
Same.
Them.
Right.
But
Same.
Yeah, it's a total jerk move. Turn your light off or turn it on and give people candy.
Okay. Yep. And I'm respecting the answer, but I do got to say, as a now official locked in Milwaukeean, I had no clue that in Wisconsin it was the leave the porch light on. I just thought you left the door
Wisconsin
open.
Wisconsin thing. I think it's a Halloween thing, period, because as a kid, that's how I knew it. As a kid, it was always, if the light's on, you can go, and if it's not, they're not participating.
I didn't grow up like this.
Exactly. It's the universal rule.
I thought
in
it was
what
universal.
Neighborhoods?
All of
you,
them.
You guys are operating under the construct that we all grew up with the same lifestyle. We did not.
Your parents didn't tell you or didn't know one or the other. Yeah, I'm like, because somebody told
from
me.
From another country. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you got, like, we never knew that if you got the light on, it was okay. That was not the concept that I operated on. Mm. I just assumed every house I'm going to knock on.
Yeah. No.
Yes,
no.
But you don't leave the light on and then laugh at people that come to your house. That is not what you
that
do.
Part,
That's
Kyla.
A total jerk.
Bet. Kyla
Say
mad.
Kyla's like, here we go.
We'll talk to
That's
you tomorrow.
So mean.
Day three tomorrow,
I agree.
Kyla.
Thank
Sounds
you, Kyla.
Good. I'll talk to you guys then.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, that's everywhere with the lights. I grew up like that in California. So it's just one of those things nobody ever told you, which is messed up.
And I mean, I know I'm not the only one, obviously, because
Now somebody said, nope, it's not. I grew up in Waukegan and never heard of the porch light. Well, I grew up in Illinois and I heard of the porch light. So I don't know what you guys want me to tell you.
Maybe it was a Waukegan thing, dog, because I grew up out there too. It could be a Waukegan thing.
That's so funny. All right, last but not least, our girl, Amanda's in Racine.
Uh-oh.
She'll round it out pretty funny, I think. Amanda! Amanda, you're one of the OGs of the theme songs, okay?
Couldn't be bad if you tried, fam.
Girl, please.
Well, thank you.
It was great. Somebody texted in and said, our block did balloons growing up. That's cool, but we're not talking about balloons and lights at the end of the day.
No.
Is this person, because we don't know if it's a guy or a girl. Did you ask me that, Amanda? Somebody asked me.
I didn't ask you.
Somebody
that.
Asked
I don't think
me.
It really matters.
It doesn't. Somebody off the air asked me, is it a guy or a girl? And I said, it doesn't really matter. It might have been Kyla asked me off the air, but we don't know. It doesn't matter.
No, guy or girl. This is the same energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think, Amanda? Is this person the jerk for leaving the light on and then laughing at people when they knock from inside?
Yeah, I'm rounding this out. I'm sweeping it. They're absolutely the jerk. I mean, so obviously these people have not made a 2-year-old little girl cry before.
It's
very sad because we went to our local park before, like a few weeks ago, and somebody turned her away and she was bawling her eyes out. And you know what? Then she talked about how sad she was the whole night that she couldn't go to the park.
See, you're
these people haven't done something like that before.
Not the baby.
Not the youngins. Amanda, why'd you do this?
Right.
You know, it automatically makes us go, oh.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I feel
That's
bad. Somebody screwed over her little Savannah, and I'm not okay with
now
that.
Now I'm triggered.
See?
And you know what? When we go trick-or-treating, everybody, you better get the pea pod and the rainbow kitty some candy, okay? That's who they are for Halloween.
The pea pod and the rainbow kitty?
Oh, my God.
So when you see them.
Halloween costumes, baby, at Walmart. That's who they are.
Load the sacks up, baby. Load the candy sacks up.
We're doing, like, yes. PSAs. We're doing leave the light on. If you see Amanda's kids, give them
leave
candy.
The light on.
I mean, we are on a roll today for Halloween. Don't laugh at people.
Do you know where your kids are? You're all the PSAs.
Luckily, mine are 11 and 13, and I don't anymore. And it's great.
And it don't matter.
And I don't care.
And she like it that way.
Woo! But I know where DZ's kids are.
Hey, at least somebody does.
That's Amanda. So funny. All right, Amanda, thanks for calling, girl.
Love you guys.
Love you
back.
Too.
Peace.
So, jerk, universally.
Sweep sick.
We have to give away Billie Eilish tickets. Are you going to play my song today? 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Donovan's in Cudahy this morning. Hi, Donovan.
Donnie.
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good, I think.
You think? I mean, why do you not know? What you mean? What you up to this morning?
Probably wondering if you want tickets.
You know, I'm not trying to assume anything. So.
That makes sense. I mean, what does assuming do? Makes a blank out of you and me.
You should assume because
exactly.
You're a winner, Donovan.
Woo! Keep assuming, boy. And start celebrating.
Ayo, you're going to see Billie Eilish in Chicago on November 14th. She's actually at the United Center two nights, the 13th and the 14th.
Wepa.
The 13th is little Danny's birthday, DZ's son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1 year old.
You're going on the 14th. You're going on the 14th. Congrats.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Donovan, did you hear Am I the Jerk?
I did.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's a jerk move to leave the lights on and laugh at people from the inside of the house?
Honorary answer.
It absolutely is a jerk move. I do have to say, I also have never heard of the light thing.
See? Thank you.
Let's talk about it then. You know what? Let's talk about it right now because this is a hot topic is what I'm learning is people are texting in and they're either passionate one way or the other. It's either, of course, it's a rule. Everybody knows about the light, or it's like Donovan. You're like, you know, I don't know about this.
Never heard of it in my life.
Never heard of it. I think it makes sense. I wish I would have known about it when I was younger.
Thank you.
Did you grow up in Cudahy, Donovan?
No, I grew up in Milwaukee, Southside, and my parents are also not from the country, so maybe that could be a language thing.
Hold on, Donovan. Do you guys think it was a language barrier? Since, as you said, DZ, you spoke English before your parents, you know, when you came from Columbia. So do you feel like they just didn't maybe get, nobody told them?
I mean,
yeah, I think that definitely could be it.
Yeah.
It really could have been a dependent on where you at, where
cultural
you're from,
thing.
Cultural, because black or Latinos, I mean, I've lived in so many different communities,
and
it's always the black and Latino communities that don't do the porch light thing.
Really?
100%.
Interesting.
100%. I ain't want to go there, but 100%.
Go there, because I'm starting it then.
Yes, yes.
But of course,
Don nailed it, yes.
And I
it's
up,
us.
Yeah, I get. Because then I'm thinking, well, it was super diverse where I grew up, so everybody did it. But again, I didn't grow up in Milwaukee where it's so segregated.
It's not as diverse as you might think because... You know, you zoom out, it's not as diverse.
Yeah, it's messed up. All right, Donovan, you are going to Billie Eilish. Thank you so much, okay? Somebody's gonna be in touch, and you have a great time at the show.
Perfect, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy.
So, do you guys leave the porch light on? Do you know about this? Because, and it does matter because it's light out usually when you start trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And that's why the porch light matters. And I go out of my way to turn mine off.
Having it explained makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But not having ever done it also just made sense. Now I hear it and I'm go, duh, why wouldn't the porch light be an indicator?
That you're participating essentially. Because some people just don't participate.
Some people, for religious or personal reasons, don't participate.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Somebody said, I grew up in Keewaskum. We knew about the light rule. 414-533-1037. So it's turning out that it's not necessarily where, because you and I both grew up in Illinois, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had totally different experiences. I mean, granted, we were on different sides of the states. I was in Southern Illinois and you were in Northern Illinois. They're
drastically different.
Huge difference. I grew up in farmland. You grew up near Chicago.
City, right.
They're totally different experiences.
Yeah.
But somebody said, I grew up in Round Lake Beach, Illinois. We didn't do the porch light.
That's my neck of the woods.
April in Allenton texted in, said, I'm from California. We lived by light on equals candy. Megan in Muskego texted, I grew up in Appleton. We always knew about the porch light since I was a kid. Let's talk to people.
Let's talk.
414-533-1037. I'm curious. This porch light, I thought it was just the universal rule.
I guess not.
We're going to find out. The porch light on for trick-or-treating. What a hot topic. Who knew? 103.7 Kiss FM.
For real, though.
But I always just thought it was one of those duh moments, and I'm learning it's not a duh moment. No. A lot of people did not grow up being told that the porch light on means they are taking trick-or-treaters, and it off means they aren't.
I had no clue.
Well, I want to start with Leticia in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Leticia.
Hello.
Hi. Morning.
Did you grow up knowing the porch light meant you could trick-or-treat, or did you never hear this?
No. We just went to each house.
Every house. Didn't matter.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, on the south side of Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to the south side.
And was every house giving out candy? Or were you just guessing?
No, I feel like we got a lot of candy all the time.
I was just not going to let a stone go unturned. Mm-hmm. I didn't care whether the porch light was on or off. If it was trick-or-treat day, I was knocking on your door.
Well, and it also matters where you grew up and how close the houses are together. Because how much you got to walk and how much people know each other because of neighbors and whatnot.
Well, if
you're
out in the boonies.
There was always like a bunch of kids, too, so we would just run in.
Aw, the memories.
The gang out there, 9 deep, trying to ransack for candy.
So Leticia said on the south side, just like our previous caller, they didn't know anything about leaving a porch light on meant that you were giving out candy.
Nope.
Nothing. Okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate the call, Leticia.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Rose is in Waterford. Let's talk to her next.
Morning, Rose.
Good morning.
Hi.
Two things. I grew up in Cudahy, and I knew about the porch light thing.
Interesting.
Also, I think it's a good time to remind people about the color of the pumpkin that the kids carry.
Yep.
Oh.
Because I think if they're autistic, it's a certain color.
Teal. Isn't there something with a teal pumpkin?
So did you guys already talk about that?
No, we haven't. But the teal pumpkin, let me Google again.
I know the pumpkin game changed and meant different things for different colored pumpkins. I just figured they was making different colored pumpkins.
Is the teal pumpkin for allergies? It might be. There's something for allergies and whatnot.
This makes sense, too, though, honestly. A lot of things. Okay, so what do some of these colors mean? I have no clue.
I know one's for autism.
Got it. So it's like more patient.
Like maybe an autistic child.
Okay.
It popped in my head and I thought, well, let's talk about that a little bit.
While we're giving people awareness, the teal pumpkin encourages households to place a teal pumpkin in front of their home to show they have non-food treats for children with food allergies. Because some kids, it can literally kill you if you have an allergy to something.
So like toys and trinkets as treats.
A teal pumpkin means this is an allergy-safe house, I believe.
Got it.
But I don't know what the autism one is. People will text in, though, and answer all these
100%.
For sure.
I'm sure they already are, because this is another important thing that's okay, I didn't know the pumpkins meant something different.
Stephanie in Brown Deer said she grew up on the north side of Milwaukee, never knew about it till high school when they went to her friend's house in Menominee Falls.
See? More boonies.
Yep, they do trick-or-treat at night, so it makes sense. Milwaukee Sunday afternoon, so it wasn't a wide-known thing. It might be the time of day.
Yeah, but you were saying it didn't matter of day. If the porch light was on, it meant trick-or-treating was cool.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Rose. We'll get more into it.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too. Great point, too, bringing up the different colored pumpkins.
Yeah,
awesome.
I appreciate that a lot, for sure. Yes, absolutely.
Huh.
We were talking about different things, but the teal is food allergies. I got a little distracted by the text here. Shannon in Wauwatosa texted in, said, I'm 39 with my two children. I look for the porch light to be on because I grew up. If the light's on, go ahead. If the lights are off, don't bother them. Which, by the way, makes so much more sense now because I will leave. Oh, 4 to 7. That's what I was going to say. It's light out when we start. It's dark when we end. And so I always will turn the light on if I have candy, and if I don't, it's off. And then when people come up, I'm like, don't you see the light's not on? It's all clicking now. Mm-hmm. They don't know.
They had no clue. They're like me going, I don't know. I just assumed everybody in the neighborhood was participating. You know what we did last year, though?
Yeah, what?
We did the porch light because Aaron was like, the porch light's important. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
It is.
We kept the door open.
That too?
And
with the screen door,
with the screen door. Not just come into my house. No. Kamala Harris over here, boy.
Don't come in my house.
Be careful.
You've seen the clip. You've
if
seen
you
the clip.
Know, you know.
Yes, yes.
But no, not only that, but then I hung out my little Bluetooth speaker and played kid monster music or kid Halloween music. Had Monster Mash playing. So as you were walking by the house, you heard the music and went, obviously trick or treat friendly. Mm,
yes, because you knew that they were participating. Ashley texted in, said blue buckets are for autistic children. And then Paulina in Milwaukee also texted in and said blue buckets for autism. I have two autistic babies. So she would know.
She would know. Two for two, get the blue.
Yeah. Somebody else said porch light is what invites people up the driveway. If it's not on, they are participating. I thought people knew this and we're learning they don't.
No,
Elva,
we don't.
Elva's in Milwaukee. Let's see what she has to say. Hey, Elva.
Hey, bye.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias. Talk to us.
Did you grow up in Milwaukee?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I live on the south side of Milwaukee towards like Wilson Park area.
Yeah, fair enough. Y'all.
Sure. Been there.
So they do the porch light, but we do trick-or-treating during the day, but they still have the porch lights on.
And did you know about the porch light situation?
Yes, I did.
Ooh, maybe we're just inattentive. Oops.
We're learning you just either knew or you didn't. And Elva knew, but it makes sense. She's saying the porch light during the day was how they knew which houses were participating.
Meanwhile, Leticia, right. Her neighbor on the south side went, what?
Yeah, she had no
clue. Porch lights.
Well, yeah.
No, well, see, on my block, they do the porch lights. And then on the other side of those, on the other side of 16th Street, which is 17th down that way.
Yeah, we know. We follow.
They do trick or treat from 4 to 7.
Uh-huh.
And ours is from 1 to 4.
Oh, so even the hood does it at different times.
It's like a couple of blocks over.
One street over, you got different, whole little, another trick or treat
time. You
know
how much candy you could get? That's amazing.
Yes, I'm on the way. Yes.
Love it. Elva, you had me at trick or treat back to back. That's what you had me at.
Just keep that porch light on, apparently.
Ooh, a lot of day drinking for adults in that one. All right, thanks, Elva.
See you this weekend.
Bye. See you in the hood with my drink and my wagon.
We will see you soon.
Oh, my gosh.
We live close.
Somebody texted in and said, I grew up in Muskego, but I also hit up Hales Corners, Franklin, and Greenfield. All had the porch light rule. I love it how they go, I grew up here, but I hit seven other towns up. That's so funny.
You know, that's another conversation because that's jerky, bro. Stay in your hood. Mm-hmm. Get your candy. Why are you trying to go to other neighborhoods and now traveling?
Let's not act like you didn't get good candy in Muskego.
Come on now.
Kim's in Genesee Depot. I don't know what they're doing out there. I don't even know if they trick or treat in the country.
Not in Genesee Depot. No, they just sent care packages over.
Uh-huh. Kim,
we do have trick or treat out here, but like you said, the houses are so far apart that for my son, it is good when they have the porch light on, right?
So you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but when I was little, I grew up in Waukesha, and the houses were closer, and you just went to every house, right? There was no porch light thing when I was younger, but now, you know, when my son goes trick-or-treating, mm-hmm. there's a porch light thing.
Yeah.
But I even have people out by us that leave alcohol at the end of their driveway for the adults. And I talk about adult trick-or-treating.
Hey, what did I say? The day drinking all day if you have trick-or-treat back-to-back, like Elva just told us.
Who's
right?
monitoring the cooler for the rambunctious children? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For the kids that might not be able to read.
Neighborhoods that give out drinks like and shots and make jello shots and they give them out to the parents.
Yeah, it's Bayview. We will see y'all on Saturday. Pull up for the Colombian candy and Colombian liquor.
That part. Thanks for calling.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. And I think you need it after taking the kids trick-or-treating and walking up all and down those driveways.
Honestly?
You need the adult liquor.
The best part is when they crash at the end of the night. Are you kidding me?
Because we just ramp it up.
Seriously.
I know.
All right. Thanks for calling, Kim. You have a great day.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Monica from Milwaukee texted in. She said, my mother grew up on the north side of Milwaukee, and they always did the porch light. So I grew up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, Sussex, and have always watched out for a porch light. So I would say, in conclusion, mm-hmm. if this was my thesis.
What is it?
In conclusion, some of us know about the porch light and some of us don't. But we can all agree it makes sense. And if you didn't know, now you know.
Now you know.
If you are giving out candy, turn on your porch light. If you are not giving out candy, turn off your porch light. If you're taking the kids, don't bother the houses with their lights off. This has been my TED Talk. Thank you for coming. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are we good now?
I'm good. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. What's up?
Buenos dias. We are still giving away $5,000 a day if you listen on the Odyssey app, which is really cool.
Fall into 5K a day. Mm-hmm. No pun on the word fall.
Nope. You listen for an hour, you're entered to win $5,000 a day to somebody listening to us. To Kiss FM on the Odyssey app.
Sounds nice, don't it? Could be you.
Good luck with that. So, DZ, there is a new feature on the iPhone. I don't know about Androids because I don't mess with Androids. All they do is mess up the group chat.
Doesn't matter to us because we're iPhone. We're not Android.
We're elitists. Yeah.
That's one way to put it.
And have you seen the new feature where you can now answer in the middle of a voicemail?
Yes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So it will transcribe the voicemail as it's coming in.
Yes, you missed the call.
And if I want to answer in the middle, I can. So
like an old answering machine style.
Mm-hmm.
It's technically bringing back old technology and put it into new technology.
I didn't even think about that. It is answering machine style.
It's the answering machine where you'd cut them off while they're leaving you a recorded message and you'd go, hey, I'm here. Yo. And I know we dating ourselves because mugs don't know nothing about no answering machine nowadays.
You're right, though. But you're right.
It's an old feature brought back into new technology.
Thank you for you. That's a good analogy of what we're doing with answering the voicemail, the answering machine.
We're cutting off the answering machine.
If you know, you know. Well, I've seen this feature, but I've never actually used it because who answers the phone? Let's be real.
If I want to answer the phone, I will. And if I don't get to the phone, I'm going to let it go to voicemail and I'm going to call you back.
And sometimes I may see you calling and ignore it. Yeah, I said what I said.
Fair.
So anyway, because don't call me. Well, I finally used the feature. You're never going to believe this. So I'm sitting in the studio. Was it yesterday? And I see the phone ringing. We were off the air. This was after the show.
Okay. I'm following.
We're after the show.
I think you started to tell me about this and we never finished the conversation. Yes.
I never finished. We never finished. Right. And I see that somebody's leaving me a voicemail on my phone. And so I pick it up and I'm like, who? And I'm thinking, oh, it's political or something stupid. And I'm just going to roll my eyes.
Some scam, whatever.
Well, it wasn't. It was somebody calling from one of my kids' school.
It was a real call you needed.
I was waiting on the call, but I don't have the school saved in my phone like that.
You're not thinking of a number, but they're leaving a message.
And I see, hi, this is so-and-so from blank blank school. I'm calling about your son. And then this person's going on and on. It's a man.
They called you about your son's extended warranty?
No, but they did call me about something we were supposed to talk about. So in the middle of the voicemail, I realize, wait, I've got to call this guy back anyway.
I need to take this.
I have to talk to him whether I take it now or later.
Or call back.
And I'm not going to call back. We don't even answer the phone. Let's be real.
Well, and you know how it ends up being. You play phone tag. The second that you hang up, now they got up out their desk or away from their phone. Let's just answer. Right.
So I answered.
And you answered mid-message.
I answered mid-message. I'm not even going to like freak the guy out. He was like, whoa. And I go, hi. And he's still talking. Hi. It's
hey,
me.
Hey, you're talking to a live person now. Hey.
Swear to God.
Cut him off.
The guy goes, whoa. And I go, honestly, I've never done that before. And he says to me, I haven't either. He goes, I've seen the feature, but I've never answered and I've never had anyone answer in the middle. And he goes, so I was taken aback a little when you said hi.
You caught him off guard.
And I said, wow. And I said, honestly, I caught myself off guard. I said, I didn't know how to interrupt your voicemail either because you were talking to a machine.
I didn't know what to do.
But I went, hi.
But I knew I didn't want to miss this call.
And it worked. The whole thing worked. And so then he goes, and we kind of laughed and said, ha ha, neither of us have ever used this feature before. And then I went, so anyway, what's up? And we had a very long conversation about the things we needed to talk about my kid at school, and it was great. But I have never, that was the first time I've used the pickup during a voicemail feature. It's phenomenal.
I've never used the pickup mid-call feature.
It was so good.
And I remember, you know, they roll out new features all the time, trying to stay in the loop with all the cool things.
This way, if someone calls from a number you don't know and you actually need it, because usually you don't.
So let me ask for clarification. You watched the call, right, get sent to voicemail.
I didn't even see it, honestly. I started to see the transcription.
That was my question. You started to see the transcription of like, hey, Ali, this blanky blank calling about blanky blank.
This is John Smith from your kid's school calling about,
your kid's extended warranty. And I got to take this call.
Yeah, I went, oh, I'm waiting for this call.
Yeah.
So it was just funny because I freaked him out and I kind of freaked myself out a little. He's like, I've never had anyone do that, but okay.
It was the panic pickup, but I kind of like it. It was a panic pickup. I've never done this, but
yeah.
I don't know if I ever will. I don't know if I will. will.
You don't think so?
I don't think I'm going to pick up mid-answer. You know, like mid-answering machine voicemail. Like, I'm just going to let it go and I'm going to hit you back.
Yeah, I almost want to try it where, like, off the air, where you call me and start leaving a voicemail. I want to know what it sounds like on the other side.
To get cut off?
To that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I know how it sounded when I interrupted the voicemail and I could hear him still talking. And then I said, hey, I'm here. I was curious what it sounds like on the other side, because he was like, whoa.
Well, you go from all of a sudden, leave a message after the tone, beep, and you start rolling off your message mid-call. You're not expecting somebody to go, hey, pause, hold on, Poppy. I'm here.
Who texted in? Then he asked you out. Another dumpster fire. Knock it off.
Oh, you were on the phone.
You guys are lunatics right now. It was not like that at all, no. Antonia, who listens on the Odyssey app in Vegas, she texted in. She used to live in Oak Creek. She says, time delay texting, just like a time delay email, is amazing. Another feature I've never actually used. You can do time delayed texting now? Scheduled or what? You can schedule text?
More or less, yeah. Yeah. And then undo or like unsend. You can edit. Now, some of those new features, you know, where you could edit the old conversation that you had, but you're still going to be able to see what was edited, right?
Yeah.
We need the feature that just completely takes it away.
Ah, yes, yes. Do you know what happened to me the other day? Here's another funny story for you with my phone that's going to make you laugh, DZ. The Spanish keyboard got enabled on my phone with me trying to learn Spanish now on Duolingo. So I have both keyboards because when I type on Duolingo, I have to type it with Spanish. Like I have to use
the accents or the punctuations.
So I need both on my phone. Well, apparently the Spanish keyboard took over, and when I texted my sisters from my Apple Watch the other day, I spoke into the phone and I go, hey girls, da 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 da, and it all went through in Spanish.
And it said, Goya tortilla, arroz con gandules, arepita con huevo, and it was like, wait, I didn't say none of that. I ain't say none of that.
And I wrote my sisters back, I go, whoopsies, ignore the Spanish, here it is in English.
Here's what I meant to say.
And whatever I said was not what I was trying to say. It was a hot mess. So,
what was your Spanish name again?
In high school?
Yeah.
Alicia.
That's what I thought. I was like, this is what Alicia meant to say.
She was messed up. The Spanish keyboard kicked right in, boy. Took over for me.
Bro, all these updates are updating, though, man. And
what's the best one yet?
Honestly, I don't think I know of the most prominent update that's come out recently. I'm a little taken back because I don't know if I've updated my phone in a minute. There's a few.
So many. So you can answer in the middle of a voicemail.
Yes.
You can edit text. That's a huge upgrade. Editing text, you can unsend. That's a big one, too. You unsent me a message one day because it was the wrong person and I didn't even see it. It was like 1 second and it was all in Spanish and you go, whoops, my bad. I sent that to the wrong person. You unsent it. I didn't care. I moved on with my life. This is like a year ago.
I don't remember doing this.
It was like a year ago and that's how I learned about the unsent version. We were texting on like a Saturday morning and you sent me a text that was meant for somebody else.
Okay.
Nothing important. Nothing major.
I don't remember
and
doing
then
this.
You unsent it and go, whoops, wrong text chain.
Oh, I must have been trying to text my OG.
Of course you don't remember. You have two babies and it was Saturday morning.
You really think I knew who I was texting, period?
You probably didn't sleep that night. Of course you didn't.
It's like you know my life, Allie.
Because I've been there. You don't remember anything when the kids are little. Of course you don't.
You ain't wrong, dog. You ain't wrong.
414-533-1037. What are some of the phone features that are phenomenal? Jessica in New Berlin texted in and said, my daughter sent me a time-delayed happy birthday text message every hour yesterday.
A time-delayed happy birthday every hour?
Scheduled kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm blocking my kid.
Cassie in Oak Creek wrote in. She said, as an HR manager, I can't count the number of times that people have answered mid-message. Because she's probably calling about jobs or work stuff, and they think, oh, I'm not going to answer.
Because I don't know this number. And then all of a sudden it transcribes, and they go, oh, snap, hey.
And she wrote more. She said, I think they're expecting a rejection. And when they realize I'm giving them a job offer, they immediately answer and go, oh, my gosh.
Hey, I'm actually here. I've been looking at my screen this whole time.
Oh, and here come the Android people. You've been able to schedule text messages with Samsung for years.
Well, here y'all come trying to defend y'all position. Just like y'all late to the party.
The phone upgrades we love. We're going to talk about them next. Allie, are we getting any date tea today? We are not. I'm sorry.
Y'all don't realize what day it is.
back to the phone topic. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ.
Wouldn't you have been weirded out mid-call? You're trying to leave a voicemail and somebody goes, hey, hold on. Like we're in the 1900s again?
I've never never answered in the middle of a voicemail, but it was somebody calling from my son's school who I needed to talk to, and I realized it was them, so I went, wait, I'm here, and he went, whoa, nobody's ever, I've never done that. That was weird.
For those that are of age, like us,
yeah,
what she did was the new iPhone feature that basically allows you to cut somebody off like an answering machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And take the call mid-answering machine.
Yes, he was literally like, hi, this is so-and-so from your son's school, and call me back, and I went, what up?
It's like, no call back. Yep. Call now. What up?
Let's I'm talk. Here. People are texting in and are saying that they got a message the other day from a check-in feature on iPhone. I don't know what that means because we're talking about all the weird updates and the things you can do now. Somebody else said, before the unsend feature, I sent a message to my mom meant for my boyfriend. I had to go rob and steal her phone to delete it.
Oh, that was probably a spicy message.
Edwin's in Milwaukee. He wants to talk about an upcoming phone update.
Oh, do you now? You want to put us on game, Edwin?
Hey, Edwin.
Buenos dias.
What's up?
Buenos dias. What do you want to talk about with the phones?
I want to talk an upcoming update that's going to be really helpful for people who definitely want, like, that security when you're getting pulled over by the police.
Well, I'll be the judge of if it's good or not. Tell me about it. Do you know what he's talking about?
I know where he's going with this immediately. So, go on. Floor is yours, Poppy. Yes.
I want to hear.
As soon as you're getting pulled over, the new feature, you're going to be able to say, hey, Siri, I'm getting pulled over. Mm-hmm. And immediately, the iPhone is going to start a recording. It's going to turn on your camera. And it's also going to be able to, with the person you choose in the settings, who will it be sending it to, the footage, the live recording, mm-hmm. as well as
location.
Anything that you would, mm-hmm. a location, mm-hmm.
Good.
Live caption. So if anything is being said from you or the officer, it will be captured.
It's all on camera.
And
which,
I do
which
believe
it should be. Which it should be.
And
which,
if I'm not mistaken, yeah. I do believe it contacts the local authorities too to make sure, like, to just to verify that it's a real person
pulling you over. Exactly. Which that's all really good, actually. And it all should be on camera because they're public servants and we pay them, mm-hmm. and we should be just like their body cams should be on. I'm down for that. So I support, and I didn't. So that's coming up.
It's
now?
A pro tip, and I.
It's approaching
with like the new iOS 18, I believe, and I thought it was actually already out. So appreciate you, Edwin, for the call and the tip, because yeah, you get to say, you know, you press the side, say, hey Siri, I'm being pulled mm-hmm. over, and it's going to do all the things he said. It's going to start recording. Mm-hmm. It's going to bring your camera light down low so that you can record and not feel like, you know, you're making it hot.
Well, and it's not my word against yours when you're dealing with an authoritative figure, no matter what happens.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. Very nice.
Pro tip for sure. That's one to hang on to.
I like that one, Edwin. And, thank you.
And
yes.
Ali, what you were saying earlier about the sending a pre-text message to somebody, mm-hmm. if you go to your shortcuts, you could actually say, like, hey, text my mom at 9 o'clock in the morning every day.
Good morning,
I love you. And it will automatically send to my mom, 9 o'clock on the dot, I love you.
And then she thinks you got the time to text her every day. Hold on. Hey, let me put this in my phone to say what up to my mama every day.
I have a whole list. Hold on. Give me a second. Text Sammy at 9 a.m. Good morning. Good morning, my little perfect nephew. Text Hudson every day at 7 a.m. Good morning, my little love. Now I'm going to do this to everybody in my life.
Text Edwin at 7:15. We love you for telling us these tips, bro. Appreciate you.
That's actually a really good pro tip.
That's good.
That's smart. Because I use it all the time. I always tell my phone to remind me of things. I will go, hey, Siri, remind me at 7:45 that I have to call someone.
Why let it remind you when you could just let it do it for you?
Unbelievable.
Edwin, you're putting us on game.
Wow.
Salute, fam.
Wow. Okay.
As well as years ago, I found out that you could actually, in the shortcut.
Oh, here we go again with the shortcuts.
When you plug in your iPhone to charge, you could have it say whatever you want.
What do you mean?
Oh, Allie, here, like, hand me that. Hand me that cord. Hand me the power cord right behind you. Edwin. Edwin, don't.
He's going to show me.
I'm going to show you. Edwin.
Hold on. Where is the cord?
I can actually reach it.
Okay, wait. Hold on, Edwin. So DZ is taking an iPhone charging cord.
DZ, I'm waiting for it.
Edwin, hold on.
Listen, everybody.
I want to see what's happening.
This is what my phone says when you plug it in. It says, finally some juice.
Is that what it says?
My phone every time says, finally some juice.
How do you get it to do that?
finally some juice.
You heard that?
How do you get it to do that?
I heard it.
It's in the settings. You got to do an automation setting. And then when basically you set it to whenever you plug it in, uh-huh. and then you type out whatever message you wanted it to say. At first it was really vulgar, and then it got offensive towards me, so uh-huh. I changed the message. Now it says, ah, finally some juice.
That's funny. Edwin, thank you for calling. Thanks for the tips. Hello?
Hello, Edwin?
Okay, bye.
Bye. I think he was done.
I wanted to get to some of these texts quick. It says, Allie, you can use that feature when you're meeting a stranger for a date, too. Nice. Siri, I'm being pulled over, and they just record the whole date.
Why not? And then it'll send it to me, whoever else.
Oh, somebody texted in and said, hi, so regarding the police pullover scenario, does it do front-facing or back camera for recording? I have no idea.
I believe it's front-facing.
Okay.
I believe it records so front-facing self, so you selfie. Can record the self, hold the phone, and not feel like you out of pocket.
Mm.
Yes.
And then Braden in Fond du Lac texted in. He said, I didn't state my name last time. Thank you for sharing your name on the text line. One of the newer iPhone features is you can add text animations. Somebody did this to me, and not just the old bubble animations. I sent someone a text, and she sent back like a GIF laughing on my text. I was like, wait, how did you do that?
Layered it. I thought that was the craziest thing.
I didn't know how she did that.
Bruh, people are now getting fancy, mm. which kicks off the thought on my favorite new feature.
What?
You could make stickers out of your pictures. Did you notice?
That's what she, it was a sticker. She put the sticker on, but oh, you your own
I'm
pictures.
Talking about my own pictures.
Like your own GIFs.
I got Sammy and Danny stickers for days. For
so
days.
When your wife text you can put a Sammy or a Danny sticker to her response.
I can respond with emotes of our children's faces rather than an actual emoji. I could just send them our kids.
That's amazing.
You know
I love
what?
That.
I'm trying to get it so that I don't use regular emojis. I only use stickers of our fam. You're in that too?
I'm in. I'm in. Woo!